we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Friday in Brevard County, Florida, and God is on the throne, and God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to say thank you to the fine folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, you can give them a call. They will be able to come out and take care of your project. You can call, give them a quote. There's a lot of construction going on right now. And so there are certain things that I don't even try and do by myself. I did a small concrete project years ago, and I found out then I want professionals doing that for me. And so I encourage you to call the professionals, 321-536-5804, the fine folks at Jits Concrete. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and we would greatly appreciate that. If you would like to come and see some of their craftsmanship, some of the things that they have done at Merritt Assembly of God, this is your personal invitation. Last time I'm going to mention it, that this coming Sunday will be a special celebration marking 25 years that my wife Cindy and I have been pastoring. By the way, she is a really, really good woman. The things that she has been through in ministry, there were people that they completely and totally misread her early on in our life, thinking that she was about titles and things like that. Nothing could be further for the truth. And I tell you that I am blessed with a wonderful, wonderful wife who loves God more than she loves me, and she loves me a lot. So, and I love God more than I love her, and I love her a lot. But, I could not have accomplished the things that we have done at Merritt Assembly of God without her. And so this morning, I want to do my part and rise up and call her blessed. She was the one that was fasting, and I didn't know it, right before God called us to Merritt Assembly of God. And it doesn't seem like it was 25 years ago, but it was. So if you have an opportunity to come and introduce yourself and hang out with us for one day, we would love to have you come and be a part of whatever it is that's going to take place on Sunday morning, 10:30 till whenever it ends. And then we'll be back at 6:30. My pastor is going to be speaking that day. We're really looking forward to hearing the word of the Lord from him. So 25 years, don't blink. If you're young, don't blink. It goes by quick. If you're not so young, don't blink. It goes by pretty quickly. And so we'd just like to invite you to come out and be a part of that celebration. The radio audience is a very important part of our congregation. We always love getting feedback and prayer requests. And someone had sent me an email here a week or so ago praying for salvations and financial blessings, and said, can you please let me know that you received this? And I sent it back and said, you know what, we are joining with you and praying for that family to be saved and for financial blessings as well. And they were like, wow, thanks for the quick response. And so we do pray for you, and look forward to meeting you hopefully someday in the future. We're going to spend all of eternity together. We might as well get to know one another while we're here on earth. So today I want to take you to Psalm 89. I'm going to take you to a psalm that more than likely you have never paid attention to the person who wrote it, because his name was Ethan the Ezrahite. Ethan the Ezrahite. The Bible program that I use when it prints this out said, remembering the covenant with David and sorrow for lost blessings. That is not a divinely inspired title, but I found that interesting. And it's like, God, I don't want to lose any blessings. I don't want to miss out on any blessings. And so Ethan the Ezrahite writes this psalm. We're going to read several passages today because there's a lot to do with the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness, that is talked about in this passage. So Psalm 89, verse number 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea when its waves rise. You still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord and our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. That's where we're going to end the reading. So we're going to talk about faithfulness, and we're going to also talk about some wonderful blessings that are there that I think are great praying points that you might be able to implement that maybe you haven't ever grabbed hold of or seen before, and maybe somebody's life is going to be made just a little bit better because of a new strategic prayer life that God gives you today. This begins in verse number 1. It says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. What are you using your mouth for? What are you using your mouth for? Because there are so many people that use their mouth for complaining. There are so many people who use their mouth for cursing. There are so many people who use their mouth for putting others down and speaking to them in derogatory manner or in derogatory tones. There are a lot of negative ways that you can use this mouth, but there is a godly way that you can use the mouth. The Bible says, who can tame it? Only God can tame the tongue. You can read more about how unruly the tongue can be in the book of James. You and I, if we're going to allow God to control our tongue, we've got to allow him to control our heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And one of the purposes is not just to praise him, but one of the purposes is to declare of the mercies of the Lord. You are a child of God today because of his mercy. Because we didn't get what we do deserve. So many people want to talk about grace, and grace is another side of that coin, where grace is us receiving that which we do not deserve. Mercy is not receiving what we do deserve. I've sinned, you've sinned, we've all sinned. The wages of sin is death, the soul that sins, it shall die. So that's what I deserve. If it's okay with you, I'm going to exhibit mercy because I've been a recipient of God's mercy, and I will sing of the mercies of the Lord on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. And then I'm going to start all over again. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And then Ethan writes this, and with my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Start when they are young. Start when they are young. Start using your mouth when you are young. If you're the first believer in your family, I pray that you start singing the faithfulness of God. Every time God shows up and shows off, I pray that you will use your mouth to testify, not just in church, but to testify to those outside of church, to those who have not yet heard of the faithfulness of God. There is such a nonstop barrage of negative attitudes and disbelief about God. Somebody in Brevard County join us in lifting up our voices and say, I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what the news is. I'm going to declare the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. Use your mouth. Declare it to all generations. Start when they're young. I told this story recently that when our grandchild was still in the womb, that mom would go around and have praise and worship music going on. And then after they were born, whenever they would get a little fussy, mom would put on the same praise and worship music that she would listen to whenever she was pregnant. And that baby would calm right down. He had already grown accustomed to the praises of God, to the worship of God. I pray for every child that they never remember a day that Jesus wasn't their Lord and Savior, and that they never heard their parents complaining about the unfaithfulness of God. Listen, God's faithfulness does not just manifest in a checking account. God's faithfulness does not just manifest in a house or a car. God, you cannot have two food stamps to rub together, as Evie Hill once said, and you will still know that God is faithful. There was a lady who literally had spent all of her money at the grocery store. She was down to one more meal that her and her son were going to eat, and then that was going to be it. And all of a sudden, God in his faithful provision, who, if you read the passage, you will find that God had spoken to her, that he was going to send a man of God to her, and that if she would take care of him, he would, that God would take care of her. And that's exactly what happened. There was another woman that Elisha came and she said, I've got creditors, I've got bills to pay, and I've got nothing. They're coming to take my kids away. And he said, I tell you what, you go and borrow every vessel that you've got, and you start pouring oil into those vessels. And she kept pouring oil and pouring oil until there was no more vessels. And then that's when the oil flow stopped. And he said, now go and sell all of that oil, pay off your debts, and live on the rest. You see, God's faithfulness is not based upon your circumstances. It's based upon his tremendous love for you. It says, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. Don't forget that God created a covenant with the sun and the moon. I like to watch these science programs, and they're still a little mystified as to why the moon is where it's at. I love these experts who they speak so authoritatively, and then at some point in time they say, we don't really know why it's functioning the way that it is, but we sure are glad that it is, because if it wasn't exactly where it is, we wouldn't be here. It enables us to live. Well, let me tell you why things in the solar system are exactly the way they are, because God strategically placed them for us so that we would be able to live and thrive on planet Earth, so that he could show us his great faithfulness. Every time you look at the sun, and don't do it directly, but every time you see it in the sky, and when you see the moon at night, the heavens are declaring God is faithful. Verse number 3 says, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. That was something that the ancient Jewish people really counted on, was that God, you said that David's throne was going to be established forever. And the ultimate fulfillment of that is in Jesus Christ, the son of David, who still rules and reigns to this day. Yes, they nailed him to a cross, but the grave could not contain him. But I also want to remind you that God promised that where wickedness would endure for 3 or 4 generations, that God promised that his blessings would extend to 1,000 generations. And I want to dare you to believe today, for the faithfulness of God, that just as David's throne would be established, that if you have grown up, if you have loved God and served God, and now you've got some prodigals that are out there wandering, I dare you to believe in the faithfulness of God for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to be part of the household of faith and say, God, I know this, your promises are faithful because you are the faithful God who made them. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. Wouldn't it be great if when we came together, everybody had a testimony? God has been faithful to me this week. God has been faithful to me spiritually. He has been faithful to me in his word. He's been faithful in my marriage. He has been faithful to be my healer, my savior, my ever-present help in time of trouble. I'm telling you that if we spent as much time praising God as we did talking about all of our problems to other people, church might look a lot different than it does. I've heard of churches where there was just a tremendous outflow of healing back in the 90s. There was a church, and I remember the pastor saying, man, the first time somebody got healed of cancer in our congregation, the place erupted. The second time, it was quite clamorous. The third time, we heard somebody, we got a great big round of applause. The fourth time, we got a little applause, and soon it became so commonplace that we stopped thanking God altogether, even though he had just healed of the most ominous disease that strikes fear into the hearts of many men and many women. And I want you to know today that we need to declare the faithfulness of God in the assemblies of the saints. When we come together this week, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. This coming weekend, we're not glorifying Bob and Cindy. That's not what we're glorifying. We're glorifying God and his faithfulness. And God is greatly to be feared. It is all because of the faithfulness of God. God has been absolutely wonderful. In verse number 8, it says, your faithfulness also surrounds you. You see, it doesn't matter how you've encountered God. If you will just look around you, if you have come into fellowship with him, into relationship with him, his faithfulness surrounds you. His faithfulness surrounds you. I want to take you down to verse number 20. It says, I found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established and my arm shall strengthen him. That God is faithful to be your joy, your strength, your sanctuary. Take note of this, verse number 22. As I was preparing for this broadcast, I was like, man, how have I never seen that before? Verse number 22, the enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. That's a promise. That's Psalm 89, verse number 22. That's a promise to pray right there. That's a promise to believe in right there. The enemy shall not outwit him. That means that he is not going to be smarter than you are. You're not going to be caught unawares. Nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I tell you this, God is faithful. He has exalted his word and his name above all else. He said, I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. That sickness or disease that is coming against you, that is trying to destroy your body, I pray that that sickness will get sick. Instead of it being healthy and you being sick, I pray that it'll become allergic to you and it'll say, man, I got to get out of here. This child of God is having an effect upon me. I heard a saying one time that says, I want to be so full of Jesus that if a mosquito bites me, he goes away singing, there's power in the blood. So he says, verse number 24, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and my name shall, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Today, anything that you have in your life, if it is good, it is because of the faithfulness of God, and his faithfulness will cause you to be established. It goes on and says, my mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. It goes on and it talks about what happens if the kids walk away, if Solomon walked away, and it says, if they break my statutes, if they do not keep my commandments, I will punish their transgression and their iniquity with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. God has a way of bringing correction for those who are wandering astray. But listen to this. Verse number 20 or 33 begins with this word, nevertheless. In spite of the correction, in spite of the wandering, nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. Again, I want to present that to you as a praying point. Psalm 89, verse 33 and 34, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Pray those promises. God, right now, there are some relatives, some neighbors, some loved ones that are, they're not walking in your covenant. They've abandoned your covenant. They're seeking all the wrong things in all the wrong places. And God, I pray that you would bring them back. And God, I want to thank you that your loving kindness is right there. And God, I want to thank you that your faithfulness to the covenant that you have made, it will not fail. God is faithful to keep his covenant. Now, I will say this. He is faithful to the positive sides of the covenant, and he is faithful to the consequences side of the covenant. He is a covenant-keeping God. And so he presents the blessings for obedience and the consequences for disobedience. He's faithful. When he says there's a heaven to gain, there's a heaven to gain. When he points out in his word that there is a hell to be avoided at all costs because it was not created for man, it was created for the devil and his angels, trust me, there is an eternity that you do not want to have any part of, and that is an eternity that is without Jesus Christ being your Lord and Savior. Don't fall for the deception that, oh, well, that really doesn't exist. I trust Jesus. I trust the creator of the universe. I trust the eternal God a lot more than I trust a finite, fallible human being. I trust the God who knows what he created more than I trust someone who still hasn't figured out how to wipe their nose yet. Yes, I really did say that. Verse 36, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne is the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. You see, if you will allow God to speak into your life, and like we talked on an earlier broadcast, if you will feed on his faithfulness, you're going to be able to look up in the daytime and you're going to be able to see the faithfulness of God in the noonday sun. At night, if you look up, you're going to be able to see the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of that moon, it bears witness that the light, the source of light, is still shining even though it is not directly manifest. The moon testifies to the faithfulness that God's covenant with the sun and the moon is still there. You are going to find the faithfulness of God when enemies rise up against you, but they're not going to be able to outsmart you. When there are people who are testing their wings and sowing their wild oats, you know that the Lord of the harvest is going to be faithful and that he's going to be actively ministering in their life to bring them to that place where they will not be serving God because they have to. They're going to be serving God because they want to. I pray that this weekend you will find the faithfulness of God in heaven. You will find that the faithfulness of God surrounds him, and that when we come together for church, that the faithfulness of God will be declared in the assembly, and that the faithfulness of God, the mercy of God, will be on our lips. We're going to have a great time this weekend. If you do get an opportunity, please come and join us. 10:30 is what time our worship service starts. And I always look forward to meeting people who listen to the radio program here. So please come and join us if you get an opportunity. I know you've got church homes. We're not trying to grow our church at the expense of other churches. We're trying to plunder the kingdom of darkness for the glory of God. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday or see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sing to be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering.
The passion in my soul.